The Grand Canyon balloon experience was unexpected, and I thought I was going to be terrified the whole time. What happened was, as I looked over the side, I just let the fear keep coming up, and what happened is I ran it out. I ran out of fear. I didn't know you could run it out. I thought that it would be a permanent thing, that you would always be afraid of a certain experience, but I discovered you can run it out. So these processes where you lay down, you imagine yourself in the circumstance, let the fear run out. Or if you run into the circumstance, you just plain face it. And eventually it'll just run out. There's only so much fear that'll run. It'll stop. And people are amazed. They think it's going to be there permanently. It won't. Keep running it, and sometimes by introducing music. Music as a background will change the emotional coloration of a memory. So to review that memory in the face of some kind of music that has sort of the opposite effect can have quite a dramatic impact. Changes the entire field. The thing that raises it the most, of course, is turning a situation over to God. So prayer and turning a thing over to God is the strongest. I remember when I was facing the rattlesnake, there I was all alone. I suddenly came upon this rattlesnake, and he was all coiled up and ready to go. And I surrendered to God at great depth. I just let go and surrendered into the knowingness of the presence of God. And a profound peace overcame both the rattlesnake and myself. It was like we were suspended in time in a state of peaceful tranquility, sort of a Shangri-La magicalness. And the snake was calm and peaceful, and I was calm and peaceful, and both of us relinquished our fear of each other, because the snake was afraid of me, too, you see. But both of us were suspended, and there was a feeling of profound stillness, calm, peace, and timelessness. So we managed to escape into sort of a divine state. And that divine state, the power of it, also tranquilized the rattlesnake. So neither one of us moved. We were both absolutely just poised. And it was a great moment. It lasted like a temporal time, a matter of seconds probably. But in experiential time, it was timeless. It was more than a moment. It was a great period of time. Invoking divinity, of course, is the most powerful way to transform it. And on the other hand, you can't dictate to God how you want it to occur. That's what's, I think, traditionally called outlining, telling God how you want it done, when and with whom. When you surrender, that means you surrender it. And if you surrender, you say, well, whether I get this job or not, I surrender it to God. Well, then you can't turn around and complain, well, I did that, but then I didn't get the job. Because if you'd surrendered it, you wouldn't be complaining that you didn't get the job. It would be okay if you got it, and it'd be okay if you didn't. If you don't get the job, it's because God wants you to work elsewhere. So you win either way.